Well, this morning I have a guest joining us by phone. Paul Cron is with us this morning, the superintendent of the CAM Community School District. They've got a vote coming up here with the next election in November to vote on a bond issue. And they've got some community meetings that are coming up for folks to learn more about all the details. We'll talk a little bit about that here this morning. Paul, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us today, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. How's the beginning of the school year gone? Pretty well so far?
Not too bad. We've been in session and dealing with COVID still, like everybody else, and but the way we do things are a little bit different this year, and we're glad to have students in our building and staff back and doing everything we can to educate our kids face-to-face this year.
Yeah, a little more conducive to a learning environment. Yeah, absolutely. Well, very good. Well,
trying to get back to the normal.
Yeah, as fast as possible. You bet. Well, as I mentioned up front, there's a bond vote coming up in the community here this November during the regular elections. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the details and what they're going to be voting on and talk a little bit about where they can find some more information. Can you talk just kind of in general about the proposals that are out there?
This is a two-question on the ballot proposal. And the first one is just to say that the district is looking at a general obligation bond not to exceed $30,500,000 to provide funds to construct, furnish, and equip additions to and to remodel, repair, improve, furnish, and equip the existing South Elementary / Middle School building and the Senior High School building, and improve sites to transition to a single elementary site in Messina and a single junior senior high site in Anita, and to improve athletic complexes and sites.
Sure. Okay.
The second question is because of the general obligation bond being of two levels, $2.70, or not to exceed $4.05. And to get the $30.5 million, it takes that second question if the bids would come in as such to be able to use that 405 to be able to do the project.
Okay, very good. And that's those are the questions that are being asked at this point. And
those are the questions that will be on the ballot on November 2nd.
Yes.
It will be two questions. One is about the general obligation bond project of 30.5, and then a qualifying question about the tax rate not to exceed $4.05.
Sure. I see you've got some meetings coming up at some of the school district locations for folks to be able to learn a little bit more about some of the details. Will there be some presentations though during those meetings?
Yes. When we had our last community meeting, there was questions that were being asked that we didn't answer at that time, and we're going to take this time to answer those questions and then any additional questions as we progress through that. So our first community meeting is October 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the CAM North Elementary Gym, and we'll give people a flyer that's out there out through JMC, and we'll be on our website as well. And if they can't make that meeting, there's a Zoom ID and passcode for that, and we'll be for all these meetings. But then people will be able to get a chance to tour that building that night if they so choose.
Okay.
Then the next one is the following Wednesday. We're doing this every Wednesday starting on the 13th. We'll have another one at the Cumberland Community Building there in Cumberland on October 20th at 6:30 p.m. And then the final one, October 27th at 6:30 p.m. at CAM South Elementary Gymnasium as well. So those are giving people an opportunity to meet in large groups if they want to and get information, ask questions. And as we get questions that maybe we didn't anticipate, we will find answers and present those to the public as well. They can always go on our website. There is a link on the homepage, and I'm going to back up here and make sure I don't misdirect. But on the community, at the CAM schools, on the right there, it says facility studies. If they click on that link, it will take them to a website that has all these presentations and information that has been discussed since we started this, I want to say almost 2 years ago, pre-COVID, and working our way through that. I will direct their attention to a link that says to calculate the impact of a 405 levy. And go through that process if they want to look at how it's going to impact their personal taxes as they look at whether it be a residential, commercial, or agricultural property. And I want people to understand that the rollbacks and things have been figured. If they look at their tax sheet, it will be the assessed value. That is what they're trying to put in there, and the rollbacks will be calculated in the calculator for them. So if they have any questions on that, I would love for them to call me and we could talk through their situation on an individual basis here at school. They just call the number, and we would be glad to get back to them to make sure they understand what we're talking about in the project and how it is impacting them personally.
Sure. Some of the ideas and designs and things that have kind of been tossed out there so far, has there been a lot of input with regard to putting this together in the first place?
Well, we started these community meetings, and we had three that were very similar as we started, and then we began to rotate the meetings and talk about things in that. When we're looking at the project until we get through the bond referendum vote, the details in the project scope and sequence aren't developed. That, you know, they're a high level thought process at this time. So when we say that, there are major renovations in two sites, with everything from mechanicals to electrical to roofs to finishes, looking at ADA compliance, upgrading systems to be more efficient. And all these goals are to help protect the general fund so we can attract and retain quality staff as we're educating our kids. And then the one thing that the elementary is being separate now and being potentially together in Messina would allow us to do a better job to use our resources to educate the students better, you know, more flexible pairings of students to using resources of staff to educate the kids, to administer interventions and do things that we can when their grade alikes are in the same building. And obviously there is some cost savings to that, to the general fund. My estimate as a superintendent just in staffing alone is just a little over $300,000 if that was to be. And that would be an administrator, a secretary, a custodian, about 1.5 FTEs, a library para, and some food service staff. But we're also looking at other things that improve our education, you know, like in our CTE areas and giving them spaces for students to have a better learning environment too.
I guess it's just kind of like times change, and sometimes the facilities aren't what they need to be for where we need to be in the future.
Well, yeah, and I think you see that a little bit when you supported our digital media. We're expanding that area. I mean, we've had conversations with industry and looking at current setups, and they're trying to look at industry standards and trying to be able to give our kids a leg up in that area, in that career and technical education area, where we seem to see a lot of interest with our students. And then obviously with the younger students, the better we do at fixing problems and getting them right on track and giving them the skill sets to learn better, read better, do math better. That is always a benefit to the student, and not only today in education, but in their lifelong endeavors as an adult. So we're really trying to improve our educational system, and part of that is through our facilities, because it protects or frees up money in the general fund, which helps us attract and retain in a very highly competitive, hard-to-fill area. Education, like a lot of industries, are finding it hard to fill spots in their businesses and trying to be productive.
You bet. Well, again, Paul, those meetings and times, and these will be both live and virtual. If you can't get there and you still want to be a participant, you can do so online. Times and spaces again?
Yes. Again, October 13th on a Wednesday night at 6:30 is the first one at Cam North at the elementary gym there. And then October 20th at 6:30 at the Cumberland Building on a Wednesday night. And then the following week on October 27th at 6:30 is at Cam South Elementary.
Okay.
The gymnasium there.
Will any
of
these...
We'll have these things posted to our website as well.
Okay. Will any of these be recorded so folks could go back if they happen to miss them and catch some of that information later?
I am going to say yes to that. I'm not 100% sure that we're going to, but we've recorded a lot of these informational meetings and community meetings, so I'm going to say if the technology allows it, we are going to do our best to do that.
Very good. Fingers crossed, and we'll get that information out to all that need it so they can make an informed vote coming up on November 2nd. Paul Cron, CAM Community School Superintendent, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jim, and just want to tell people if they want other information that has been discussed, look on our website under the facility studies tab on our CAM Cougars website.